Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 38. 10-day Become a Runner class, day 3, running schedules. This is the third in a series of 10 podcasts that condense all the other prior episodes. The idea being that you don't have a lot of time at this time of year, but many people, particularly at this time of year, are making plans to start running in January. These 10 episodes will give you what you need to know to get started, and they'll give you the information, some ideas of things to do between now and then that'll get you in shape to get started. It actually works out perfectly because it's best to do just a little bit of training for the first several weeks while your body is adjusting to being more active. So in the last episode, in the last two episodes, I described what exercises to do, and I suggested that you do as much brisk walking as possible. I'll go over those exercises again at the end. That's all you need to be doing right now. In this episode, let's discuss your training schedule. Most people who want to get started running download a schedule from the internet or find one in a magazine. My advice is not to do this because most of those schedules get you to a 5K in just 8 weeks, which is ridiculous for most people because most people are completely out of shape to start with. If it took you years to get this out of shape, it's not realistic to think you can fix it in 8 weeks. Now, if you are already somewhat fit, well, then go for it. Give it a try if you want. It might work. However, many people still get injured because if your body isn't accustomed to running specifically, you still need to give your body more time to adjust to that movement. So what should you do for a schedule? I think you can make your own. I'll explain in the next few minutes the principles to apply, and I'll give you a couple of examples. Then you should have at it. This is actually a great way to do it because only you know your starting fitness level. Plus, you know whether you're carrying extra weight and whether you're older, whether you have to accommodate past injuries from another sport, and only you know your work-life schedule. An appropriate schedule can be built for any of those situations. Even if you're in your 70s, you're not too old to start. Even if you're overweight, but you should not try to rush it. That 8-week schedule you found in a magazine is generic, and most people need 8 weeks before they even start that one, and many will need more than that. These are the fundamentals you must use as guides when constructing a schedule. 1. Start out at the right amount of running for you, which will be determined in the diagnostic analysis that you do on day 10. Some people should start out running just 15 steps alternated with 3 minutes of walking, while others can start out with 1 minute running alternated with 2 minutes of walking, and there are many, many other possible starting combinations. This is an extremely individual thing, and getting it right has a major effect on the outcome. 2, apply the hard, easy method. Never putting 2 hard days back to back. 2 easy days back-to-back are fine, but remember that your body gets stronger when it's recovering from a workout. So, for that reason, if you put 2 hard days back-to-back, you won't get better. Also, keep in mind that a hard day for a beginner runner, and I mean someone just starting out, someone who cannot run several minutes nonstop, is walking. Right, your easy day is walking for now. In the beginning, in the first few weeks, any day that includes running, even if it's comprised of a walk-run interval, I want you to consider that a hard day. 3, increase the difficulty extremely gradually. Either expand the time running, decrease the time walking, or increase the number of times you do the interval. Here's an example. After a warm-up, and by the way, we'll talk about warm-ups later, then this might be your first week's hard day workouts. Alternate 15 steps running with 3 minutes walking, and do that interval 4 times. So 60 steps running total if you did that. Then, in week 2, you might increase the running to 20 steps, still alternated with 3 minutes walking, and still just repeated 4 times. Week two will often feel harder than week one, so only a little increase. Then in week three, alternate 20 steps running with only 2 minutes walking, and do that 4 times. Then in week five, bump it up to 25 steps running with still 2 minutes of walking, but maybe you repeat that interval 6 times. Whether or not you should go up to 6 from 4 might depend on how well it felt the day before or how good it felt the day before. And it continues like that. Now, that may seem crazy easy. Well, it will be for some people, hence the diagnostic test or I call it a diagnostic test. I'm going to have you do it. It takes 5 minutes. You do it on day 10 and it'll tell you where to start. That example is certainly not too easy for someone who needs to start with a running interval of 15 steps. But this is all relative. It all depends on the individual, and there are huge differences between one person and the next. Number 4, do the same workout on all your hard days of any given week. In other words, don't increase any more often than weekly. So, if you want to have 3 hard days a week, which is the maximum, if you want 1 easy day in between, which you must have, you would do the same workout on all 3 of those hard days. Number 5, the more out of shape you are, the more gradually your progression should be. Similarly, the more overweight you are, the more gradual your progression should be. You can't go wrong by progressing slowly. You can't progress too slowly. Remember that. No matter how slow you progress, you're still running. You're still training, and you're less likely to experience injury if you progress very gradually. And of course, you'll enjoy it more. And that really is critical to success. Number 6, when you make your schedule, remember that it's not supposed to be hard. Plan a schedule that doesn't seem like it'll be intense. Here's a critical rule of thumb. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Don't push yourself. Just because you can run farther or faster or longer or for longer distances, don't do it. You're in this for the long haul. The slower you progress, the more likely you are to enjoy your workout and the less likely you'll be to experience injury or to even feel frustrated. On the contrary, if you do it right, you will feel empowered and confident when you finish each workout. And that is the goal. Number 7, you don't have to increase each week. In fact, you should build a fallback week every few weeks, just as experienced runners do. A fallback week is a week when you drop back your mileage drastically to give your body a chance to get extra recovery. So maybe every 4th week, you cut your mileage in half. Then the next week, pick up where you left off. You'll find this is very beneficial and it greatly reduces the likelihood of injury. Number 8, create a schedule for 3 weeks at a time, but sit down and revisit it after 2 weeks to decide if it should be altered. With time, you'll think creating your schedule is fun. That's it. Remember to check out my Facebook page for the documentary film I'm helping to produce, The Human Race. Do a search in Facebook for The Human Race, a documentary film. You have to include a documentary film or you'll end up on the wrong page. Or just go to Beginner Runner Village, to the Beginner Runner Village Facebook page, because I've also shared it there. Be sure to watch the video in the right column on that page, and it'll make you feel great. I promise. I promise. You'll be super excited about being a runner, about joining that lifestyle, about how it's going to change the rest of your life. And I hope you've already registered for the Beginner Runner Retreat here in Tampa. We still have a few slots left, so it's not too late. At least it's not too late right now. Think how much fun it'll be to escape cold weather and snow to come down to beautiful Tampa to run along the world's longest continual sidewalk. Of course, we won't be running on it that much. We'll do a lot of walking. We often see dolphins when we're out there. And in the colder months, we often see manatees. Really, it's so amazing when you're out there on the... It wasn't very long ago, and I was chatting with a friend standing on the edge of the sidewalk there, and I heard this, and I looked to the side, and there's a dolphin. That was the air coming out of his blowhole. It was just amazing. And then I stopped talking to my friend, and I headed back towards my house, and I swear that dolphin was swimming right along next to me the whole way. It's just amazing to have that experience. if it wasn't for the wall, but the seawall right there, he was like, I could have almost touched him. He was that close. Anyway, I hope you'll come to my beginner runner retreat. You'll get a long weekend of comprehensive beginner runner training. These are all-inclusive retreats. Hotel and most meals are included, 2 meals a day. We've built in time for me to have a one-on-one conference with everyone. However, I'll be with you all weekend, so plenty of time for me to answer your individual questions. What I have found over time is that many times people feel insecure, and then they come and work with me, and when they leave, they feel fine. They know they're fine. One of my beginner runners that I've worked with for a long time was in town from California a couple weeks ago, and I have a running group on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and she said that she didn't know if she was good enough to join us, but she did. I talked her into it, and of course, she was fine. What she didn't realize is it's very low-key, and I stop and...
So often people I'm running with will say, I need to stop and walk. You go ahead. And you know what? I always stop and walk with them. I'm not hardcore. I'm in this for the long haul and I want to enjoy it. And you know what? I like to talk to the runners and enjoy their company as much as I enjoy the running. So I'm just very laid back about it. And that's the way I think it should be. So I hope you'll come. I guarantee after you spend a few days here, a couple of days here, you come in, the retreat starts on Thursday evening and it ends at noon on Sunday. You'll really, really, really feel comfortable. You'll feel like a runner and you'll go home knowing that you will succeed. We won't do a lot of running because you're just starting out, but we will do plenty of walking. I'll take you to all of my favorite running areas. And when you leave, you'll have access to a whole year's worth of schedules and to a private Facebook group just for people who've participated in my beginner retreat. Okay, now here's today's quote. Stop being afraid about what could go wrong and be excited about what could go right. I'll be back soon.